it's good to be here on another first day of the week. And I encourage everyone who is here this evening to follow along in your Bibles as we read and study from God's Word. I appreciate Sam reading that for us. A lot more names in there than I thought. We're not going to try to go through and pronounce all those names again, but you did a good job, so thank you. And at the beginning of New Year's, oftentimes, Bible reading schedules are began. I got one in the back of my Bible, and it says, read your Bible through in a year, a systematic division of the books of the Bible primarily for reading. And what it does is it breaks it up. You know, I'd show it, but I don't think anybody can really read that. That's not what we're going to show this evening, but the point being that oftentimes people at the beginning of the year will start a Bible reading from the beginning of the Old Testament, and by the end of the year they'll read through the book of Revelation in the New Testament. And those are often used as guides for scripture readings. There's nothing wrong with that. God has always expected his people to know his will, hasn't he? As we've been studying in the Pentateuch in the Old Testament, that's one of the things that has been brought out, that we are to be, God wanted his people to be a holy people, those that were understood his word, that followed it, that did it, that obeyed it. And to know the will of God requires that what we have, the word here, that we read it, that we study it, so that we can understand it. And as Sam read for us there, Ezra was reading from the law of Moses in the hearing of the people. And in verse 3, as Sam read for us, let's look at that again. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday. But the men and women and those who could before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So the people were attentive of mind to what was being read to them. And then you jump down to verse 5. It says, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. So in verse 5 there, the people were reverent in their attitude. As Ezra opened the book of the law, the people stood up. And then in verses 8 through 12, and we're not going to read all of that again, but we, since Sam read it for us, but we see that the people gained understanding when they heard the word of God. So, what we want to talk about this evening is, why read and study the Bible? Why should we read the Bible? Why should we study the Bible? Is there anything in there worthwhile? Well, of course. It's a rhetorical question. We know that. There is. But why should we read and why should we study the Bible? And there's 6 points that I want to look at. They're very brief, but let's look at them. The first being, why read and study the Bible is because God wants us to study. God wants us to study. Let's go to the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. It reads, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that word there, be diligent. Now I put steady up here. Depends on which translation you're using. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and the first two words are be diligent. So the New King James Version and the American Standard Version use that word, be diligent. The King James Version uses the word study. And when we say study or be diligent, you can't do that without reading and studying or learning the Scriptures or God's Word. You can't do it. That's part of what's required, to be diligent, to study. That'd be like telling a child, well, you need to study for your math test, but if you never crack the book, did you really study? Did you really learn anything? Are you ready for the test? Well, of course not. And God's Word is the same way. We need to study. We need to be diligent. And also we see God wants us to study because this is necessary to present ourselves approved to God. That's what it says in the Scriptures right there. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Be diligent or steady so that what? To present yourself approved to God. So God's approval involves our use and understanding of His Word. We cannot assume that God just approves of us. We need to know His will, and we need to do it. And you might say, so I need to study, I need to be diligent. And if that's the case, then you'll pick up God's Word and you'll study it. You'll read it. You'll learn it. You'll understand it. But it requires that you pick it up, you open it up, and you might say, you put your nose in it. And of course, then the saying becomes, if you're not interested in being approved of God, then don't study. So each of us have to look at our lives and look at ourselves and say, am I interested in being approved of God? If so, well then pick up your Bible and study. Not just while we're here on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night, but study God's Word diligently. So why read and study the Bible? Well, the first point is that God wants us to study. And that, again, an implication, is that it requires action and effort on our part. Well, another reason why we need to read and study the Bible is to know the truth. Turn over, if you will, to John chapter 8. The book of John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. John chapter 8, beginning in verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So we can't enjoy the benefits of truth, being set free from sin, if we don't know it. And how can we know God's Word if we don't read and study it? If we're not picking it up, if we're not reading it on a regular basis. That doesn't mean that if you follow in the back of some Bibles or many Bibles, there's the read your Bible through in a year. That doesn't mean if you follow that that everything's going to be great. But it just gives an outline and a pattern for you to follow. It breaks it into, January the 1st in the morning, you're going to read Matthew 1. In the evening, you're going to read Genesis 1, 2, and 3. But you got to be in the right frame of mind when you do it. But you want to read and study so that you can know the truth. If we're abiding in God's Word, we will know the truth. And then there's also a danger of not knowing the truth. And many individuals do not know the truth, right? We encounter those type of individuals every day. Maybe the people that you work with or the people that you go to school with, or just a next-door neighbor. And it's not, they don't know, it's not that they don't know the truth because they can't, but rather it's because they do not study. You have to study. And yet there's this danger of not knowing the truth. Go to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. It reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." So the prophet here is speaking, excuse me, of the priest's failure. And from our studies in the Old Testament, we recognize that the priesthood was the divine office for offering of sacrifices unto God and for the teaching of the people from the law of Moses. And yet, what we see here, written for us in Hosea 4 and verse 6, is that the priests rejected the knowledge of God, and therefore God rejected them. So there's that danger of not knowing the truth, that if we're going to reject God and not learn the truth, then we're not going to study and read God's word. And what's God going to do? He's going to turn his back on us. So we need to, why read and study the Bible? The second point is, because we need to know the truth. Again, I said these are very easy points. They're not real difficult. And probably not anything that anybody doesn't know, but it's good to be reminded of, isn't it? Well, another reason why we need to read and study the Bible is to gain saving faith. Everybody says, well, but he's going to Romans 10 verse 17. And that's right, we are. The book of Romans, chapter 10, and verse 17. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 reads, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, very straightforward, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing involves studying and understanding. Because faith from God's word will guide us, and it will provide salvation in Christ. Go to Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Paul writes here to the Romans, and he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So faith gained from God's word will guide us and provide salvation in Christ. So why read and study the Bible? Because we can gain saving faith. And another reason of why we should read and study the Bible is so that we will not be an unashamed worker. So if we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Excuse me. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. And again, let's read it one more time. It says, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. So that we are being diligent, we're studying to present ourselves approved to God, and being a worker who does not need to be ashamed. That if we're studying and we know the word, then we'll be able to do it and apply it to our lives. Go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul writes there to Timothy, he says, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. When we read and we study God's word, we're not going to have to be ashamed because we are doing God's word. We read it and we apply it and we do it. We would have no reason to be ashamed. Another reason why we should read and study the Bible is because we need to rightly divide the word of truth. So in that same passage, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Again, let's look at it. Be diligent or steady to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. And then the last part, rightly dividing the word of truth. Excuse me. So if we're rightly dividing, it means that we're handling accurately. Handling accurately the word of God. go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So the process of bringing about new conduct is through the renewing of our minds. And how do we renew our minds? By reading and studying God's Word. And when we read and we study it, we can rightly divide the word of truth. Some individuals are going to wrongly handle God's Word. So we must each study diligently so that we don't distort God's Word or go beyond God's Word. It doesn't mean that we're going to do it right every time, but we have to stick our noses in the book. We've got to read. We've got to study so that we can rightly divide the Word of truth. And then the final reason of why read and study the Bible is that we will be able to answer. We want to be able to give an answer. And the only way you can do that is by reading and studying the Bible. Turn, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. It reads, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Always be ready to give a defense, meaning we're always ready to give an answer for the hope that is in us. But we can't do that unless we read and we study God's Word, the Bible. So the days of inspiration are past. We know that is something of the past. So for us today, we must study to know the answers and the truth. That's the only way we can get it. Personal opinions, viewpoints, and ideas are not equal to inspired truth. My opinion is not inspired truth. So if I tell you, well, this is what I think, that is inspired truth. But when we read and when we study God's Word, that is. And that's how, when we read and study the Bible, we're able to give an answer. So, again, why read and study the Bible? Well, one, God wants us to study. Two, we need to know the truth. Three, we need to gain saving faith. Four, we need to be an unashamed worker. Five, we need to rightly divide the word of truth. And number six is so that we can be able to give an answer. So why read and study the Bible? Brethren, let me ask a question. And those of you who are here tonight, do you see your need to read and to study the Bible? Time is so short. And there is so much to learn from God's Word. What if we never pick it up and open it up and read it and study it? It just isn't going to get in there. I often think of a book or a poster in a classroom when I was growing up. I think it was in middle school. It was of Garfield, and he has one of his owner's name is John. He has one of John's belts. And he's got all these books on his head and the belt wrapped around it. And at the bottom it says, "You can't learn by osmosis." I wish you could, because I would walk around with books strapped all over my body. It doesn't work that way. You know, and yes, it's kind of humorous, but the point being, we can't learn that way. Garfield thought he could. We can't either. We have to open the scriptures, we have to read it, and we have to study it. Ignorance should not be acceptable. Or ignorance should be unacceptable. So study and obey the truth that we might save our souls and that we can be able to teach and preach to others. If there's a need to obey the gospel, the invitation is open this evening. Or If you've been a member and you've brought shame and reproach upon the church, we encourage you to come forward and make your life right this evening as we stand and as we sing.